What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. All right, y'all. So I've been debating if I wanted to do this, and I was like, should I put it on Instagram and have them vote? But after today and the run slash walk I just experienced, I was like, nope, this is it. I have to do it. So basically, these small episodes are just going to be a quick, this is what I'm learning or something that happened that I feel is necessary to share with you. And it's supposed to be something that you guys can benefit from and hopefully apply to your own life, as always, being real and empowering you guys. So today, I went for a run outside. This is how I've been getting my sunshine with everything that's going on, and the extrovert in me needs to get outside at some point to kind of feel mentally sane. So I went outside, and I was like, I'm going to run 5 miles, which is my normal length as of right now. So I do this thing where I run 2.5 miles away from my apartment, and then 2.5 miles back, making it 5 miles. Well, I got to the halfway mark, and to be honest, my body has been sore since I've been running so much, and I'm getting old. Okay, I'm only 23, but I feel like I'm getting old. And I got to the halfway point, and the word rest just kept replaying in my head. And I got to the halfway point and I just stopped and I turned and I just started walking, and I couldn't help but keep thinking about the term rest. And, you know, as I'm thinking about this word and everything, I didn't care about the fact that I wasn't running a full 5 miles and that I only ran 2.5 miles. I wasn't caring about people looking at me. I had my worship music on and the sun is shining and I'm just walking and there's a breeze and I just felt peace. So for an extrovert like me, my mind is constantly running, like creativity, what I can be doing, blah, 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 blah. And for me to be able to take time to just rest my mind in my body and enjoy walking is big. Like, that's a victory. So I just walked and I just looked around and I just thought about everything that I'm grateful for. And I thought about everything that I have and just this moment of peace that overwhelmed me and how grateful I was for that in the midst of what feels like chaos and uncertainty. And when I was thinking about the word rest, I was like, reset, energize, smile, and thankfulness. I was like, that's what rest means for me. I reset my body, which means taking time to pour into myself, taking time to focus on me and what I need and not feeling selfish for that, and saying it's okay to do that, because in this time and in life in general, we need time for ourselves, right? And then the energize factor was just, how do I regain energy when my mind is tired or my body is tired? Am I listening to my body and my mind and how I'm feeling? And am I re-energizing myself? Am I finding ways to give myself energy? And what does that look like? And it looks like something different for everybody. Today, it was walking instead of running the last 2.5 miles and just enjoying that. I mean, the E could stand for enjoying too, just enjoying life right now in the midst of struggles for a lot of people. And, you know, knowing that you're not alone in those struggles, there's a lot of people going through a lot of things, you know? And so what does that enjoyment and energy look like for you? And how do you gain that and appreciate that? And then the smile part is, we're not going to want to always smile. I get it. And I'm not saying fake it till you make it, because I think that that can be detrimental when we try to cover up our real emotions all the time. But just saying, when things happen, being obsessed with celebrating them and smiling and finding joy throughout the day in the little things and focusing on those things more than the things that we can't control and the uncertainty of life right now. And I mean, life always, there's always uncertainty in life. And right now, I think it's just highlighted and focused on with everything that's going on. So like, how do we find moments where we can just smile and release those happy endorphins and say, it's going to be okay? Not to sound cliche, but really, this is only for a season, you know? And then the thankful portion of it was just saying things out loud or in your head that you really are thankful for, that you are certain of right now, and that you are thankful for. Because even though it seems right now there's not a ton, I can almost guarantee you, if you took the time to be very intentional with it and sit down and list out the things that you are thankful for, you would find more than expected. And then that sets your mindset up for the rest of the day. And I wrote a quote the other day, and it was, you know, mornings, I don't even remember my own quote verbatim, but it was like, mornings of gratitude create, you know, moments of thankfulness, which create more days of joy. Okay. And it's just like, what are we focusing on in this time? And I've not felt better in the weeks than when I just took that last 2.5 mile walk and was able to just listen to my music and not be on my phone and just have the sun shining down on me and my body just moving, and I just felt at peace. And that's something that we need to find as people in this time, that just says, I have to find something that's going to bring me peace, that's going to bring me joy, and that's going to be beneficial to me and my body and bettering myself in this time, because we have a lot of time to focus on us right now. And I think that's uncomfortable for a lot of people because we're not used to doing that. We're able to focus on other people and give, 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 and kind of just shove our issues and ourselves under the rug so that we don't have to deal with our own problems and we don't have to deal necessarily with ourselves and our flaws that we have. And now things are coming to surface and we're realizing the flaws that we have because we have a lot of time to just focus on us. And that's scary for people, but I promise you, if you take the time to really pour into yourself now and you address those things, that when life gets back to normal, because listen, life will get back to normal. This is just, you know, a season of life and this will pass. Then you're going to thank yourself tenfold because you took the time to just focus on you. And then when you show back up to the world, it's like you're better for it. And you took this moment of slow, maybe less things to do in your daily life, and you said, well, what are things that I can focus on for myself and how can I be better? And not only will you thank yourself for it, the world will thank you for it. Okay. So just wanted to hop on and share that with you guys. And this is going to be a thing. I am a firm believer in just sharing your thoughts when they come to you, if they're positive. If they're not, maybe hold your tongue and think about them first. But this was a moment where I was walking and I was like, I have to do this. So in this time, just remain real and remain empowering, and let's encourage each other in the midst of chaos, because everybody is struggling in some way. And let's just grow closer together, even with this whole social distancing. It doesn't mean that we have to distance ourselves as humans emotionally. And I think it's important that we recognize that and we act upon that, and we are there for each other in this time more than ever. And I'm excited to see what happens when this all comes to an end, because I can see people growing closer together. And a lot of people, you know, there is negative effects of this, but I'm also seeing the positive things of this. And I think it's bringing out a lot of gratitude in people, which is really, really cool to see. So keep supporting each other. I know that a lot of people are going through things right now, and my heart and prayers go out to you. And just remember that real is empowering. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast. And stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page, Crew, K-R-E-W underscore work, W-E-R-K. Just Crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow. And there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey, tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.